This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
The NBA starts tonight, and we asked about, like, would the Mavericks be able to focus on their games with, like, some controversy in the background? Will the NBA be able to? This is my first question. Will the NBA be able to focus on their games when they have, they got some problems out in China? Like, as if, you know, China wasn't bad enough with their human rights record and everything like that. Now, coaches at NBA basketball academies in China are saying that they witnessed rampant abuse at the NBA facilities there. What will the league do about this?
I read the article. And
it's pretty bad.
It's a damning article on the NBA. I love the NBA. I hate to say this, but because the NBA product is coming back and everybody's excited about it who likes the NBA, I think the NBA is going to, just like they have been pretty much this season, I think they're going to have a silence on this. They're going to make sure everybody in Orlando and everybody doesn't talk about it at all. And they won't even say, they even put out kind of in the memo when you're reading, there's a dude, not Jason Tatum, but there's a dude Tatum in the article who's part of the NBA.
Mark Tatum.
He won't even say he won't say that he's told not to talk about it, because in the article, it's like probably the NBA has told their people, don't even say you're told not to talk about it, because then that means that we've told you not to talk about it. But I don't think they will until after the bubble and the championship is over, and then they're going to have to address this, because it is really not good what is happening in China. I know this is a little bit off topic, but it's in the article. I didn't know they had concentration camps for Muslims in China the way that Germany had concentration camps for Jewish people.
Yeah, but LeBron will tweet me to tell me I just don't really understand what's happening in China. So maybe we need to educate ourselves a little bit better.
Well, and also, you know, there was something that Steve Kerr said where he was like, I'm silent because I don't know enough yet. I don't know enough about what's going on in their policies, but here it is. Like, the information's there now, and it's undeniable, and you can't ignore it. And I do wonder how much, because Mike, you say the NBA is going to try and stay silent on this.
I do. I think they will.
How much will U.S. lawmakers allow them to? Because they've already, you know, they're starting to raise
questions. Ted Cruz won't.
Yeah. So will more U.S. lawmakers say, hey, while we're doing all this, and while the players on your court are raising interest in what's going on in our own country, what's your league supporting, and why do you keep supporting it? So will they allow that question to be silent? I don't know if they'll just say, you know what, basketball's back and let's rock.
Without getting too deep into, like, partisan politics, because that's not what we do here, I do imagine that some politicians will try and bring that as an issue. But the problem with that is, like, this is not a uniquely NBA issue. Of course, this is an NBA thing because, like, there's a story here, there's a topic here. But, like, the Chinese market and the human rights abuses that they have been known to subject their citizens to, like, that factors in with a lot of businesses that are trying to get in with China.
It does.
And, like, when I say a lot of businesses, I'm not using that word cavalierly. There are a lot of American businesses trying to get in with China because there's a billion people with all that money ready to spend.
We are very selective of what bothers us and what doesn't bother us when the situations are, like, almost exactly the same. So I'm really not sure.
And I think what's tough about this situation for the NBA is obviously they profit a lot of money off of China. I kind of didn't know how much they profited until Daryl Morey put out the tweet in October. And then it became a big deal because LeBron James got really upset about it, because then, you know, it could cost close to $1 billion in revenue on a yearly basis if China is out of kind of supporting the NBA. So I didn't know all those things. But China doesn't care about baseball. They don't care about football, and they don't care about hockey. So the other leagues aren't having to address this because they don't receive really any money from China to their revenue in their sport. But basketball does, and obviously this is all about, the article is mostly about a camp that they did have in one city. They have them, I think there were three or four different kind of camps that they had, and they were beating the kids up. Like, that was, in part of the article, it's like, this is the Chinese culture that we beat our kids up. We physically abuse our kids, and we believe that works to get them to be the best that they can be. While the people from the United States that were over there that were part of the NBA are like, this is wrong. This is really wrong. You are physically abusing these kids and really doing it in a harsh way. And the NBA was the kind of told by China, well, too bad. We don't care. This is the way we do it.
Okay. Secret ballot to every NBA player. I know we have to speculate, but I really want to know. Secret ballot to every NBA player. We are going to cut the salary cap in half and no longer have any association with China, or the kids continue to get abused. What happens?
I think that if it's everybody gets a vote, I unfortunately think that they would say, not, I don't know how many. Gosh, this is, it's a good question. I think that it would win that keep the salary cap the same.
I don't think you're wrong.
Yeah, if that's the number that we're working with, 50%.
Yeah, and like it's I that's just based on, like, I know they bring in a lot of revenue. Right. I haven't like crunched the numbers. I'm curious.
Yeah, I can't imagine that you get all those players saying no.
I think it would be a 20% hit. So that would be, I think, like, it would be more of a 20% hit. I'm going off the Daryl Morey, trying to remember kind of October how big of a hit this would be to the NBA salary cap. So that would be, you know, players' salaries. I think it was around 20% they would have to cut the salary cap. So if you make it more of a vote of, you're going to have to pretty much take a 20% pay cut if we get rid of our China situation, I do think the vote becomes closer if it's 20%.
I don't know how they could get this line read to them or read it themselves and not feel like they have to have a better sense of responsibility. But this line of one former coach described watching a Chinese coach fire a ball into a young player's face at point blank range and then kick him in the gut. Imagine you have a quote. Imagine you have a kid who's 13 or 14 years old and you've got a grown coach who's 40 years old hitting your kid. We're part of that. The NBA is part of that. I don't know how, as a player of the league, that you would say, you know what, I'm proud that my league is represented in that or representative of this. Because and again, corporal punishment is a thing that in the Chinese culture. It's driven in there. They talk about that, and they say that it works. I get that. But I don't know how, as a player, you can say that I can stand for something like that when you're standing for so many other things here on our home soil, especially kids, man. And you're just okay with no, Kevin. I understand the money, but there it seems like there's
a
lot of
people. So you think they'll vote? So you think they would vote no then?
Yeah, I think that there would be a lot of players that would look at it and say, if they read that line, I think that that's something that really would change the way they look at it, or maybe it would take a video. Maybe, you know, the Ray Rice video, Kevin, changed a lot of people's minds on things. Yeah. So maybe seeing a kid get beaten by a coach and them going, man, and there might be some guys out there that when they were growing up, they did get beaten by a coach or they did get beaten by their dad. And they're like, you know what? It did make me better. I understand that. That's a possibility. But there are a lot of other ones that are sitting out there looking at their own kids going, I would never want my kid to be in a situation like that. How could I benefit? How could I sit here and benefit while somebody else's kid is getting abused that way?
I hope and I think they'll address this after the NBA finals are over. I do think the NBA is going to have to say, look, we have to, whether China cuts 100% of their money, we can't be a part of this anymore. This is too bad, and unfortunately they had camps where they were a part of it. Also in the article, it said one of the coaches for, you know, the NBA said, look, we understand your culture. You just can't do it on the NBA campus. You want to take these kids and go beat them up off of the campus, go beat them up, but you can't do it on NBA property. And that was in the article too, which is not good, but I guess, you know, I mean, if you're over in China where, you know, those coaches felt threatened for their lives at times too, because they couldn't buy a place, they couldn't live in a home, they had to live in a hotel because their government said, we're not allowing foreigners to occupy any property in this area of our country. So I mean, there's a lot in this article. I'd say go read it, but I'd also say the NBA does have to cut ties in the off season with China.
Kevin, I'm curious for this thing, because they said in this article the plan, the reason they wanted to do this, and I think they're lying. Obviously, they wanted the market and the sales. but was to find the next Yao Ming. Obviously, to find the next Yao Ming means you have a star to market in that country, and you got stuff flying off the racks, obviously. But I wonder if this would keep leagues, if the differences between our culture and other cultures around the world will keep leagues from saying we want to become a global thing. I know they want to take over the world, but because there's so many differences and so many other things you can't control. I mean, the Chinese government's telling them what they can and cannot do inside of that facility. I wonder if that's you have to take a step back and say, you know what, we can't dive in because we can't support these things everywhere.
I understand why you said that and why you hope that that's the way it goes. I don't know. I think sometimes we underestimate people's inherent self-interest and greed. So, I'll be interested to see what happens as well. By the way, quick addendum to something that we brought up yesterday. Did you see that Michael Porter Jr. was reprimanded by both his team and put in Snapchat jail for the video that he put out? So
dang, he gave in to peer pressure?
Yeah. Snapchat got jail?
Yeah, I mean, not really. They just, like, you can't look at the story anymore.
It's a loose-fitting jail.
But there's a really, like, I have not seen this little icon before. I guess I don't look at enough controversial snaps that get taken away. It's the little ghost with a helmet on and a little medieval shield that says, "Time out. A snap in your story was reported for violating one of our community guidelines." And so Michael Porter Jr.'s snap has been removed, and then word was that he had a, quote, conversation with the Nuggets. So their head coach said, "I'm not the thought police," but at the same time, they had to have some meetings. So there's your update on Michael Porter Jr.